Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Have you guys gotten your like year-end streaming? You know, I know Spotify does Wrapped. Mm-hmm. Does Apple Music do one too?
Yeah, Apple Music does like your replay of 25.
What we're going to do in the next week is we're going to come back and our boss is out of town right now, but I wanted to do the Mix 106.5 Wrapped for the year. So we'll tell you the top five songs that you listen to on the station. But listen, we're not dumb. We know you guys pop around just like we do. Like you listen to streaming apps, you're kind of like all over the place like we are. So I thought we could go down our like things, either probably our most listened to song, because I think it's very telling about us as people. Mm-hmm. And if there's anything that popped out to you as like, damn, all right, that's kind of like either embarrassing or crazy, that like, did I listen to like one album 700 million times or one song like an insane amount of times? And the same for you. If there's something that popped out about you this year that was super crazy about your streaming situation, you want to text us 410-583-1065. Like if you listen to Taylor Swift's new album like 7 million times, we need to know that story for sure. Jess, what was your top listened to song for the year?
My song of 2025 is Mutt by Leon Thomas.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know by name, but I know the song.
Banger.
It feels like silk. Like yeah. Wherever you are, it's a vibe. And if you don't know who he is, please listen to this album. And also, he was on Victorious. So he's been around for a long time. Yes.
That's him?
Yeah, girl. And
he just blew my mind.
He has been a producer forever. He's produced a lot for Ariana Grande. This song is the most heard song on U.S. radio. And he's finally getting his flowers. And I'm so proud of this man.
That's great. Anything pop out to you about your streaming this year that was like kind of crazy? Like, oh my god, I'm surprised Taylor Swift wasn't number one for you, to be honest with you.
My top artist is Ariana Grande, and with Apple Music it'll compare and contrast of your 2025 and 2024. So she was my number one artist last year and this year.
Okay.
I'm not shocked because I've been listening to Eternal Sunshine and Eternal Sunshine Deluxe. Like it's like going to save my life.
But why not Taylor? It's weird.
I don't get me wrong, I'm a Swiftie and I love Taylor, but I feel like that's the only artist I get to talk about that I love.
Yeah,
like
true.
I love Ariana. I love so many different kind of artists.
Yeah.
My top album of the year is Swag, Justin Bieber.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Me and Garage Boy, and it was so funny because
Is that the new one? That's the old one, right?
No, so this is Swag 1. I do love Swag 2, but Swag 1 though is my most listened to.
Which is the older one.
Which is like the black cover.
Yeah.
And Garage Boy, that was his number one album as well. I think it'd be a lot of fun where we like compared like our number one songs and number one artists and stuff, where like Ariana was my number one, but Ariana I think was like his number three.
Funny.
Yeah.
That's really funny. Sure. Your most listened to song of the year on your streaming?
365 by Charlie XCX. Oh my
God. Totally. Absolutely.
So, fun story. When I started this job, I've always naturally been a night owl, so I really need pump up music on the way here. So I would listen to this song every single morning before I came in.
Yes.
So Charlotte drove me to work one day.
I knew you were going to tell this story.
And she's like, first off, she's a very aggressive driver.
Great driver.
Aggressive.
City driver. Great driver.
It's a lot. And like, she turned this on. Like, y'all.
Was that the first time you heard Brett?
Yeah. Like, my nervous system was so shot the rest of the day.
The whole album is incredible.
It was volume 11.
Yeah.
It was like, till the windows crack, I'll be bumping that. No one ever go. I was like, what is happening right now? Like, can you imagine me? Like, if you know my personality, like, I was like, wow.
I stand by this. She should have been a headliner for Coachella. She should not have. It's sorry, but she should have been headlining.
Absolutely.
Very aggressive. Y'all, mine's so embarrassing. Because the most embarrassing part about this, I didn't find this song until October, okay? And I think the song is a couple of years old at this point. So my number one most listened to song is The Rain by K. Michelle, okay?
Oh, so this is a remix of New Edition, Can You Stand the Rain?
Exactly. So it's like a, yeah, obviously for all of us older people, right? I listened to this song. I found this on my trip to Banff, which is the end of October. Okay? Number one listen to song this year for me. I've listened to this song 274 times.
Okay. You listened to that song 274 times?
Do the math. I can't do it that fast. Since the end of October. So when I get obsessed with something, y'all, I get a little OCD on things. And that was...
What were you going through?
apparently something very sexy. I'm not sure what it was, but something very sexy over here. So, hey, I want to know what's going on with your most streamed service thing this year. I'm sure there's somebody's got a story we need to know about. This is Nicole and Kate. Catonsville. What's up, Nicole? Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's the funny story about your rap this year?
So this year, I don't think they did this before. They started doing like your music age.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it shows what your age is, yeah.
Yeah, and so I work in a nursing home, so I sometimes use my Spotify to pull up like golden oldies playlists for the residents. Yeah. So my Spotify age this year is 76, but I'm 32.
It's very confused.
Wait, that's awesome.
It's like, why are you listening to swing music from the 40s? It's very confused what you're trying to do over here. Yeah.
That's so cute. What a cute feature, too. That's fun.
Well, mine said I was 45, and I'm 42, so at least it's close. Mm-hmm. What about you, Sharp? What was yours?
23.
Wow.
I thought I was a little baby.
Okay, you still got it.
I'm hip.
That's funny, yeah. let's talk to, this is Kristen in Baltimore. What's up, Kristen? Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You got a funny story about your streaming year-end review coming out?
Yeah, so I have a 10-year-old son who loves to play video games, but that means he also loves to listen to video game music. So those were my top listened-to artists for the year 2025.
Oh, man, wait. I feel bad for parents because, like, your rap is never going to be, like, legit for you because if you're listening to, like, Minions and, like, video game soundtracks, like, what else are you going to do?
It's literally all going to be that. And I guarantee you, I bet a lot of parents, like, it's, like, Frozen. Mm-hmm. It's all just, like, you know, kids' movie soundtracks, things. So, wait, what was your number one song of the year then? Do you remember what it actually was?
So it was a song from this indie game called Pizza Tower. The song titles are so weird and bizarre that I honestly couldn't tell you, but we have listened to hours and hours of.
That's awesome.
There's somebody that empathizes with you right now. That's for awesome. Sure. That's really funny.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.